Lord Jesus, only you can prepare us for what is coming. It is your wish that we pray for the unsaved who may die in this war. We on our own cannot do this, but with your help, please help us to be a living, unbroken prayer for the lost. Amen. Well, Heart Dwellers, I've been a little out of pocket with a flu bug for about 3 weeks, but I'm back. And today during the rosary, it was brought home to us that there are thousands of souls that are unsaved and that there is a war looming in Europe, in Taiwan, even in this country. There's even talk of a civil war in this country. And the Lord's concern is for souls that do not know him. So when I came to Our Lady today during the rosary and asked what was on her heart, that was the first thing. I'll share it with you now. Our Lady began, "This is indeed a perilous time for the earth and her inhabitants." Before we had begun the rosary, we were getting a little update on the intel from Europe and Russia. And it seems that time and time again, they failed to reach an agreement. NATO and Russia failed to reach an agreement. And Putin is dead serious about using nuclear weapons to resolve the issue. Dear God, that's the last thing we want. Even as the expression goes, M-A-D, mad, mutually assured destruction. Terrible. It's a terrible thing. But apparently there are some on the dark side that want to see this happen to Earth. They want to get rid of everyone. It's insanity. It's total insanity. So, to carry on with Our Lady's message, she began, "This is indeed a perilous time for the earth and her inhabitants. Nothing like this has ever taken place on the earth, nor shall it in the future. Offer everything, Claire, every little pain and inconvenience, offer it for those who will die. How we long to draw all men together in Christ. But this has proven to be impossible. Therefore, the plan of all ages will be put into effect." And you can read about that plan in Matthew 24. "This is the most torturous time for my son, as he watches one after another fall into perdition, knowing their ultimate fate. But the Lord recognizes who's falling asleep and not in the Lord and what their fate is, and it just rips his heart apart." She continued, "There is no comfort strong enough to take away the pain from my son, but it must be this way. Long and hard has Jesus labored for the lost, but the pressure appears the world, along with the threats of death, have caused many to back away. For those who did not back away, they are martyrs in heaven. But now we have come to the last moments of life for many on earth, and to draw them in at the last moment is a mighty task. Truly, it is a mighty task, and some are so hardened in their false beliefs, there's not even a crack in the veneer for hope to enter in. Nonetheless, there will be some who receive him. And even in this, time is extended to the soul to recognize their Messiah." And when she said that, what I know she meant had to do with the supernatural extension of time to give that soul a chance to receive the Lord. So in other words, instead of 1 second, it could be 1 minute. Or instead of 10 seconds, it could be 10 minutes. But the Lord longs to extend mercy to those who have no idea who he is. She continued, "Do not be discouraged by the masses that will perish. It is written that this must happen. Yet do not stop praying for those who are undecided. Where there is life, there is the possibility of conversion. Oh, how tremendously he loves them. If only they knew. If only they knew. This is your mission in these end times, to reach those who have never known his love. You can do this through the means you've been given. Every second counts. Every word counts. Every song, every kindness counts. Oh yes, there's still time to reach them. Will you, Claire? Will you go out of your way to reach them? I know you are carrying a heavy cross, but what you don't realize is that it is impacting those who have been dead in their sins or captive to lying religions that Satan is behind. The people of Islam, those who have been born into Muslim families and have been taught all about Islam, they have seen how violent this faith is, and it shakes them to the core because they also anticipate God's mercy. There's a place in their hearts for mercy, and they keep looking for it, but they see violence and hatred. But it is not mercy they see, but the slaughtering and raping of women and children. Where is the mercy in that? You see, buried deep beneath the layers of hardcore cultural norms lies a conscience that anticipates and looks for mercy. When it does not materialize, two choices are left to them. Believe that these heinous acts of brutality are God's mercy to rid the planet of evil, or be left with a dent in their conscience that simply will not go away. These are the ones we have hope for. And yes, you can pray for those who have a serious reserve in their innermost conscience that something is not right. This is not what mercy looks like. In the end, beloved, you will see and understand the justice of God. You will no longer have these questions and qualms about those who die without Christ. It will all become clear to you. But do not stop praying, for many shall be converted by your one simple cry for mercy. The Lord knows well how the conscience has been misled and misinformed, and he has many tools at his disposal to change their hearts. When he hears your sincere prayers for these poor souls, he is inspired also to act to bring them home to himself. So as you can see, your prayers matter. There is hope. Much room for leniency has been created for the brainwashed. Oh, Claire, he is so faithful, but he needs your prayers, your acts of kindness, and your loving example to turn those who are deeply embedded in error. Yes, beloved, this is a prayer community, and I am calling you all to unceasing prayer. For some, this seems impossible, but for those who can accept it, all they need do is ask, and it will be given them. But please, not to be wasted. You have come to the time where every breath you take needs to be accompanied by a prayer or a sigh for the unsaved.